Art for the Planet 2 is an environmentally conscious open-air art exhibition and is returning to the Darling Quarter this month. This evocative exhibition sees everyday items repurposed in a way that invites viewers to question our consumption habits. This morning we are joined by Jane Gillings, a sculpture-based artist who is created Art for the Planet alongside Lucy Barker. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Very excited. Yeah, so exciting. It's the second time round. And what inspired you to explore overconsumption in this art?
Well, it's just part of my practice. It's pretty much the way I make art is to use found objects and things that people generally throw away. I pick them up and take them back to my studio and make art with them.
And what are some of the more common items that you pick up?
Oh, everything. Just everything. I mean, people give me a lot of lids, you know, plastic lids, so I use a lot of them in my artwork. Straws, fabrics. I pick up a lot of plastic beach toys because I live near the beach, and so I go down to the beach and there's often heaps of little toys that get left over and they're sort of half buried in the sand, so I get a lot of that. Just anything and everything.
Mm.
And the woman I'm working with, Lucy Barker, is another artist, and she works with a lot of found objects as well, and her latest thing is using electrical cable in her work. So she's got a very close relationship with a recycler, like an electrical sort of recycler up on the North Shore, and she goes to them and they give her all their cables and she makes sculptures with those.
Yeah, and what's the work that you are exhibiting in this Art for the Planet?
Well, it's they're four cubes that are, well, three-dimensional cubes that are at Darling Quarter, and the cubes are made up of 8 full-size plywood panels that we've covered with squares of just stuff, basically. The name of the work is Field. So each of the squares on the cube, so if there's 8 panels, there's 16 squares on each cube, and each square is 1.2 metres square, so they're big. And each one is sort of representative of some kind of field. So the idea is, I mean, it sort of came about by the whole drought issue and how it's all kind of linked to environmental change and climate change. And so we've tried to sort of create these squares, like fields of plants or fields of water or electrical fields, all sorts of different fields that can sort of be interpreted any way you like, really.
Mm.
So they're quite abstract, a lot of them.
Yeah. And how has Art for the Planet changed in its second year this time around?
Well, we got to have all four cubes this year, which was nice. Last year I had one of the cubes to cover, which I did with another artist, and that was sort of like a big, almost like a coral reef or something. Same kind of concept, but it was more the entire surface of the cube, whereas this one's sort of been broken up, almost like sort of Rubik's cube. So, you know, each square is a different artwork almost. It's kind of like we've created 64 separate artworks.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it was pretty mammoth effort. Mm. Yeah, it's been a really big project, and but we've really enjoyed it because as artists we've really enjoyed working on that scale and also having the opportunity to use a lot of the materials we've collected because we're both kind of hoarders. And it's amazing, you know, when you start pulling things out of your studio and wondering, you know, figuring out how to display or how to sort of present certain objects, because one thing I really like doing with materials is to present them in such a way that from a distance you can't really figure out what they are.
Mm.
And then if you come up closer and if you give yourself time, you can kind of figure out then what they are when you're up close. But from a distance, they kind of look like, well, it could be paint or it could be Well, a lot of it you have no idea until you move closer. So that's the idea. I like to kind of engage an audience to make them sort of go, what's that? And move closer. So, for instance, one of the squares that we've done is sort of like a mandala, but the mandala is made out of plastic coat hangers.
Oh, wow.
And so when the coat hangers kind of are linked together, or tessellated sort of like together, so they're joined up together to create this pattern. It's quite a beautiful pattern. But from a distance, you wouldn't know that it was coat hangers until you go up close, and then you sort of I've just given it away now.
I'm sure people will still feel the full experience when they head down to the garden quarter.
Well, that's what I'm sort of hoping, particularly with kids, that hopefully parents will take their kids and just go around the cubes and just take their time looking at what each of the squares is made from. Because I think for kids, there's going to be a sort of a, it's almost like a scavenger hunt in a way, in that it's like a puzzle. You're going to be able to go around and sort of try and figure out what everything's made from, because everything, except for the panels themselves, the actual plywood and the hardware that's sort of joining them, so screws and things that we've used, everything is found. Like, everything has been found. Even the paint that we've used has all been found. It's all, old tubs of paint that people have given us. So it's just amazing how much stuff is out there and how you can make all sorts of things if you just get a little bit inventive and a little bit lateral in your view of the world.
Yeah. And how do you feel how waste and art interact? I mean, it seems like I know this whole thing's about overconsumption, but is it getting any better?
I wish I could say yes. There seems to be just as much garbage around as there used to be, and I don't think it's I don't think it's necessarily getting any better. But on a smaller scale, it is. People are a lot more aware of it, I guess. But I still see people, chucking things out the car window and that sort of thing. It annoys me, but it's hopefully individually, people are sort of starting to work on it a little bit, but on a larger scale, it can be pretty depressing sometimes. So I'm just doing my little tiny bit to hopefully make it something that someone will want to keep.
It's in the Darling Quarter. It's, that's a lot of people to access to, drive that message.
I hope so. And I hope people do get that message, but it's not really the only reason, that we make art. It's a bonus, though, if we can get someone to sort of sit up and go, oh, wow, okay, I've just ordered a drink and it's got a straw in it and I don't really need that. But it will change eventually, but at the moment it's kind of slow. It feels slow.
Well, Jane, thank you so much for joining us here today. We can't wait to see all 64 squares of those cubes.
They're being installed today, so I'm about to go down there now and put them up, and I'm looking forward to seeing them put up as well, because we haven't really seen them together. They've all been sort of stacked on top of each other, so it's going to be exciting to see them finished.
Yeah, I bet. Well, Jane, thank you again, and hopefully all the best.
Yeah, thanks.